grace to you and peace. Amen. You know that moment when someone is beside you quietly reading to themselves, when all of a sudden they let out a laugh? I think something really powerful happens in moments just like that. Moments like that create curiosity. And curiosity is an essential element in life itself. Now, the relative weight of these moments of surprised giggles is certainly dependent on who's doing the giggling and whose curiosity is being piqued. When my wife is the one laughing out loud, I've learned that there's a high probability that I'll also appreciate the source of her joy. Part of what makes ours a happy marriage is that we share a compatible sense of humor. Now, when it's one of my kids LOLing, there's a high probability that I'll regret digging any deeper into the source of their joy. And they'll likely have to suffer through trying to explain the entire history of Game of Thrones memes, and by the time I get it, the moment will be lost. Still, curiosity is a foundational quality of the human experience and something that I hope will shape our life together over the coming year. Daniel Boone, the American explorer with the coonskin cap, once said, "Curiosity is natural to the soul of man, and interesting objects have a powerful influence on our affections." Now, this is the same person who also once said, "I've never been lost, but I will admit to being confused for several weeks." Last spring, a group of folks representing a variety of different constituencies that make up this church met together and brainstormed on what theme might give structure to our efforts in the coming year. Last year, we used the theme, "Telling Our Story." That theme provided some clarity of purpose and offered direction to the ways our various ministry activities were ordered. Following our 60th anniversary year, we took time to tell the stories of this community of faith as it is today. Correspondingly, we told the biblical story of God and the history of God's people, using the narrative lectionary as a guide when we gathered for worship and for study. My hope is that you discover the many ways in which our stories are intertwined. The group that brainstormed last spring wanted to follow up on this storytelling experience by digging into what comes next. And they settled in on three action words that will carry our efforts forward in the months ahead: listen, learn, love. Do you hear the echo of our telling the story? Do you hear also a charge to act? That was a goal of our brainstormers, and one that has been shared with various ministry leaders in their planning for this program year, which we launch today on this rally Sunday. Listen, learn, love. You already see it there in your bulletins, but now begins the work of putting substance behind this threefold charge. One hope I have for all of us this year is that we remain ever curious as we're invited to listen, learn, and love. Curiosity is the spark inviting the Holy Spirit to join us in our endeavor. Curiosity is the fuel keeping us interested in what God is up to. And curiosity is the reward, making this day more interesting than the last by seeking out our affection for God and for one another in ever more important ways. Today, I want to add one more verb to our cleverly alliterative theme. This year, as we listen, learn, and love, we also need to find opportunities to laugh. Laughter just might be one of the key ways that we keep our curiosity kindled as we listen, learn, and love together. Our story today from Genesis suggests that there is something holy about laughter. This story about God's faithfulness to Sarah and Abraham is peppered with a delightful absurdity. Abraham's gesture of over-the-top hospitality to the three strangers is met with a reminder of the promise that God has chosen this old couple to begin something new and wonderful. And what is Sarah's response to the news? She's still expected to give birth? She laughs. Now, books have been filled with exploring all the reasons why Sarah might have laughed in this moment. Every commentary I've read takes pain to explain one reason or another. Embarrassment, shame, disbelief, hopefulness, joy, anticipation. These are all good possibilities, each telling another possible side of the story. Maybe you've got your own theory on why Sarah laughs. But the text doesn't give us enough clues to make a definitive judgment for us. And the only truth we get to hold on to is that laughter is woven into the story of God and the people whom God has chosen to carry on the next part of the story. As you might have learned last week, as Pastor Betsy was introducing us to our new worship series, What's in a Name, each of our chosen stories this fall can be explored in how names are being used. In the chapters prior to this story of God visiting in three persons, God has given our patriarch and our matriarch new names. A Hebrew fluent listener would hear the name Abraham and hear the title Father of Many. And then also hear the name Sarah and hear the title Princess or Noble Woman. So if our storytellers are reinforcing what we know to be true, God's promises will certainly be made plain through the Father of Many and his noble bride. When God acts through Sarah and Abraham to begin something new and wonderful, remaining faithful to them both, what does the resulting child then get named? Well, Isaac, of course, a name that means he will laugh. How would you respond to something all at once mysterious and frightening and unbelievable and wonderful? I have a feeling that you might laugh too. This is the gift that God has given in this child, in this fulfillment of a promise, in this name of laughter. To uncover the absurdity of God's faithfulness should always bring forward an amazing and holy delight. God never lets go. God keeps finding ways to make the impossible possible. And God never gives up on God's people. And what could be even more absurd than God's faithfulness to Sarah and Abraham? How about God's faithfulness to me and to you? Even with all the things that we do to deny God's power in the world, all the ways that we want to believe that things will never change, that the systems are rigged against us and those whom we love, that we are hopelessly lost, Well, it turns out that this God has more than a few surprises in store. Where? When? How will God act? These are the questions that will be driving our curiosity as we listen, learn, and love together this year. And I suspect that if you listen for the laughter, you might just learn one more part of this love story. Thanks be to God. Amen.